It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. What a busy day. Man, we got a basketball game going on right now between the Knicks and Pacers. They're playing it close. The Knicks lead 55-51 on their way into overtime in a few minutes. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he wins MVP. The tush push is not going anywhere. Unfortunately, we had an NFL owner pass away in Jim Irsay. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he wins MVP. We find out who's going to be featured in Hard Knocks. It's just been a busy, busy day. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. And, of course, I gave you a top six list last hour. We talked about some of the biggest crybabies today in the world of sports. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Thank you for listening on SiriusXM 375. Thank you for listening on a smart speaker. Hey, you want to find me online? You can do so. I am at JR Sport Brief. You want to call me up? You can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you to our guys holding it down in New York City. We got Ryan Botcher. Thank you as well to Liam Flynn holding things down on the boards. Man, time flies when you're having fun. What a day. Oh, my goodness. I don't know where to start. Hey, let me give you an update on this basketball game. You know, we predicted, and thank you so much as well. It was such a busy day. We were joined earlier on in the show by Sam Quinn, writer, broadcaster, does it all things basketball for CBS Sports. Sam Quinn came through and joined us, and we talked about the MVP award that went to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We'll get into that in a second. We talked about the Eastern Conference finals going on right now. We talked about the West Finals. Sam feels confident that the Oklahoma City Thunder will advance and ultimately win the championship. He also feels, due to home court advantage, that the New York Knicks will ultimately beat the Pacers. Right now, they are beating them 58-52. It's about 3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Karl Anthony Towns leading the way for the Knicks with 13 points. Jalen Brunson with 9. Miles Turner has 12 points for the Indiana Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton has 4 points and 6 assists. So we'll keep you up to date on this game as we continue on here in the last hour of the JR Sport Brief Show. What a jam-packed hour. What a jam-packed evening it has been. I did share with you earlier on, well, a couple of hours ago, it's official. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is now the MVP of the 2024-2025 NBA season. He beats out Nikola Jokic. No more debates. Nikola Jokic doesn't win a fourth NBA MVP. It belongs to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who basically averaged 30 points a game, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. He had almost identical numbers as he did last year. The difference this go round, the Thunder won 68 games. Nikola Jokic did average a triple-double throughout the course of the season, but hey, I guess that's too easy for the Joker. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, upon winning the NBA MVP award, he had a chat with the good old folks from the NBA on TNT. And one of the questions he was asked, hey, you were voted in number 2 last year. You came in 2nd to the Joker. Did you talk to any of the voters? Did you try to get some votes to win MVP this year? This is what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had to say.
To be honest with you, I use it as motivation. There's voters every year. That will never change. And last year, all it meant was that more people thought I should have won than should have won. And this year, I wanted to change the narrative and have it flipped. And I think I did a good job of that, and that's why I get the award.
Yeah, he got the award this year. He very well might win MVP. He might win an NBA championship. He might win finals MVP. Let's be real. If the Oklahoma City Thunder win the NBA finals, how the hell could he not? Who else is going to go off like him? Nobody. I know a lot of people were complaining last night about what he did and the fouls that were called, and just get over it. It's part of the game. You know, we talked about this in the top six list. Man, they're crybabies, guys like Rafael Devers. Doesn't want to switch positions to help his team. And then we got guys who really utilize the rules. I'm not mad at somebody who works the refs. You gotta know when, and you have to know how. Outside of that, we got a bunch of people that are just complaining. Congratulations to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for winning his first NBA MVP award. I know Sam Quinn was here with us. He said he would have taken Nikola Jokic over Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I would have taken Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I would have given Jokic the MVP the year that Joel Embiid won. But that is old news. Speaking of people complaining, this was welcome news earlier today. I've been railing about this for the past several months. The Green Bay Packers basically leading a crusade to ban the tush push. This is the biggest example in the world of sports of, hey, we can't beat them, so let's try to ban one of the things that they do well that other people cannot. I was thrilled when I got this alert earlier today. This is CBS Sports HQ bringing music to my ears.
We got breaking news on the NFL here on HQ, where the tush push will remain part of the NFL. The Packers' proposal to ban the Eagles' signature play failed to get 75% of the votes at today's owners' meetings in Minneapolis. That came after owner Jeffrey Lurie and retired Eagles center Jason Kelsey spoke out in favor of keeping the play to the owners today.
Good. Good. Yeah, bring in Jason Kelsey. Yeah, bring in the owner. I'm thrilled about the tush push going absolutely nowhere. It's important for the Philadelphia Eagles. And we had Mark Murphy saying, oh, well, one day everybody else would do it and it's not a football play. Nobody else is trying this. It's just them and the Buffalo Bills. Like, that's just the reality of it. So I'm glad that this has been put in the trash can and the NFL owners would be smart enough to just do everybody a favor and leave it there. Speaking of the Buffalo Bills, I told you we got a lot of breaking news today. The Buffalo Bills, they made some news for another reason. They're going to be coming to your television screen. The Buffalo Bills are going to be on HBO Max. And no, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Listen to another piece of breaking news. More Buffalo Bills is good for all of us. Oh, the Buffalo Bills, what? Going to Hard Knocks? Yeah. There we go. Oh, I guess not. Anyway, the Buffalo Bills are going to be on Hard Knocks. They'll be featured in this year's offseason edition, or at least training camp edition. And hopefully we have a whole hell of a lot more of Keon Coleman, who happens to be a walking comedian all by himself. The NFL didn't go ahead and stop there. We learned that the Buffalo Bills will be featured in the training camp edition. And then the Buffalo Bills, well, hopefully they'll be going for a Super Bowl by the time we get to the regular season, punching their way to there, hopefully not eliminated by the Chiefs again. But outside of that, we get to the regular season edition, we're going to have the NFC East be featured. We're going to see the Dallas Cowboys, the Washington Commanders, the Dallas Cowboys, and the New York Giants. Yeah, teams that have a quarterback, hopefully have a quarterback, they'll be featured later on this year. And so, yeah, Buffalo Bills, Hard Knocks this summertime. Maybe Josh Allen's girlfriend will make some type of cameo. And then in unfortunate news, this is terrible, terrible news. Speaking of the NFL, we learned that one of the NFL's owners has passed away at the young age of 65 years old. Jim Irsay passed away. We got this note a little more than an hour ago. I want you to take a listen to the NFL Network. Okay, we got some computer issues right now at this point in time. Jim Irsay passed away at the age. But here's the breaking news from the NFL Network.
Baldy, thank you very much. Steve, we will get to you shortly here. But first, we need to bring you some breaking news, and it is very sad news out of Indianapolis. Colts owner Jim Irsay has died at the age of 65. The team announcing this just a short time ago. Team releasing a statement saying, in part, we are devastated to announce our beloved owner and CEO, Jim Irsay, passed away peacefully in his sleep this afternoon. Jim's dedication and passion for the Indianapolis Colts, in addition to his generosity, commitment to the community, and most importantly, his love for his family, were unsurpassed. Our deepest sympathies go to his daughters, Carly Irsay Gordon, Casey Foyt, Kalen Jackson, and his entire family as we grieve with them.
Yeah, Jim Irsay passing away at the age of 65. This man has had, unfortunately, issues. And he's been very open about this. Issues involving alcohol and substance abuse, a drug addiction. There was an alleged, just a couple of years ago, a potential overdose. We heard a story about the cops having to come and basically save his life and his home. And unfortunately, he's gone now at the age of 65 years old. The Indianapolis Colts is an organization on the football field. There are a lot of jokes to be made about them, their quarterback situation and whatnot. This not a funny matter. Sending all the love to the family of Jim Irsay and everybody affected with his passing. You know, what happens with the Colts and whatnot. That's a conversation for another day, not to the day at all. All the best to the family of Jim Irsay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of Indianapolis, speaking of Indiana, we got a halftime score. Oh, the Pacers are the team that goes up and down the court and gets the points. But right now at halftime, the New York Knicks lead in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. The score 69-62. Miles Turner with 12 points for the Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton getting hot late here in the second quarter. Halliburton with 14 points and 6 assists. Meanwhile, Jalen Brunson, he's getting a buckets on the other end. We expected him to do so. 18 points for the New York Knicks. Karl Anthony Towns with 15. Mikal Bridges, the third option, with 12. I know a lot of people were looking at head coach Tom Thibodeau to make some adjustments here. Maybe go a little bit deeper in the bench, knowing that the Pacers are going to just run up and down the court. Not really. Campaign played, Miles McBride played, Mitchell Robinson, big man off the bench. The New York Knicks have played 8 players total. And meanwhile, the Indiana Pacers, they have dipped into their bench a little bit more. They have used 9 players. Tom Thibodeau of the New York Knicks, before this game even got started, Tom Thibodeau talked about the matchups with the Pacers and some of the former matchups against them. Listen to what Tom Thibodeau had to say about this series.
We're not going to win because we're home. We're not going to win because of, you know, what happened previously or the history. We have to go out there and earn it with our play. And it starts with your preparation going into the game to understand how important that is. And that's where we want the focus to lie.
Yeah, he said, we're not going to win because we're at home. We're not going to win because of this. But right now, the New York Knicks, they are winning 69-62. It's at halftime. We expected this series to be tight. Who'd be surprised if the Pacers walk away with the victory? But the New York Knicks going to try to get this one done at home and go up 1-0 in this series opening game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. What a day, what a day, what a day. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander named NBA MVP. The tush push stays. It doesn't go anywhere. We got game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Unfortunately, we learned about the passing of Jim Irsay, the Colts owner. Terrible news. We got Hard Knocks. We know the Buffalo Bills will be there. And we know in the offseason, they'll be there. We know in season, the NFC East will be highlighted. We talked about the top 6 crybabies in sports following this tush push. I gave it to Rafael Devers of the Red Sox. We even discussed whether or not Juan Soto is a crybaby himself. And so we got a lot to do as we continue on with the show. If you want to be a part of it, you can. 888-710-4ISN. The phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll take a break, dive a little bit deeper into what is taking place in this New York Knicks game with the Indiana Pacers. And then, you know, speaking of crybabies, there's one crybaby that apparently we got a little, I don't know if it's insider information as to if he's going to play, where he's going to play. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. You're locked in, you're listening, you're tuned in to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're at halftime. The New York Knicks lead the Pacers 69-62. Jalen Brunson for the New York Knicks has 18 points. Tyrese Halliburton for the Indiana Pacers has 14 points. This is what we expected. A close one. Pacers had a lead. The Knicks took the lead. Knicks lost the lead. Knicks took the lead again. Let's see who has the lead at the end of this game. I think ultimately the New York Knicks will have the lead at the end of the series in advance to the NBA Finals. Still sounds dirty to say. New York Knicks, NBA Finals. It just doesn't go together. They haven't been there since 1999. Damn. Before that, 1999, they went in 1994. Before that, you got to go back almost 20 years to 1973 when they last won a championship. Damn, that's a long time. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to tell you in a few minutes about somebody who played in New York City. You might be moving out. Like a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people play in New York. They live in New York, and then they just go elsewhere. Rent might be too damn high. Hey, Howard is calling from Los Angeles. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Howard?
Oh, JR, thanks for taking this call. Listen, this is not a hot sports take, but I have to say, I can't listen to Kevin Harlan. It's too hard. I mean, this guy might as well be doing play-by-play on the radio. It's awful. I mean, can I get somebody to agree with me on this? It's an impossible thing. I can't enjoy the game like I'd like to. I have to turn the volume down. It's terrible.
What don't you like about Kevin Harlan? What's the problem?
Well, it's just his voice. I mean, the guy, you can hear him from a mile away, and he doesn't let the game breathe. I mean, every single play, a rebound is the greatest thing he's ever seen. A three-pointer, like he's never seen a three-pointer before. Don't you know what I'm talking about at all? You think that's what everybody does?
I think Kevin Harlan by the way, he also does radio, so maybe that's one of the reasons he does Westwood. He does the NFL for Westwood One.
It's the same thing. I know.
Well, but he
is the greatest play he's ever seen.
Well, hold on, Howard. Let me answer. I think he provides. He does a great job describing the action on the court. Like I actually think he brings excitement to the game. I enjoy the fact that he's nondescript. Look, I sit here in a studio Monday through Friday. I can't hear the announcers, and I really don't want to hear them, to be honest. And then when I'm watching games on the weekend or at night, like, I don't care. I know what I'm looking at outside of an explanation from a reporter. I don't care for any announcer, period. But Kevin Harlan is someone that I actually enjoy. I like the detail. Like, there was one Monday Night Football game, a cat ran onto the field. And he had fun. And I think we need fun. There's too many guys who take themselves too serious. They want to be know-it-alls. He's just having fun, and I don't knock him for that.
I hear you, and I appreciate that. I really do. I'm trying. By the way, I did hear him call a football game on a Monday night where somebody ran on the field and his pants was falling down. And he came back. Now, that was funny. Remember that?
Yeah, well, the cat, the pants, the streaker, that's what he's known for, that type of stuff. Well, let me ask you this. In a similar ilk, do you not like Gus Johnson? Gus Johnson calls everything. You don't like Gus Johnson then, too? I think they're similar.
No, Gus, he works for a team. He's not a national broadcaster, though. No?
Gus Johnson does college football, boxing, basketball. Gus Johnson does everything.
No, I Mike Breen's okay, and you know, what can I say? I grew up here with Vin Scully and Chick Hearn, and you know, so I'm a little spoiled.
Yes.
Vince, but listen, thanks for, you know, engaging me on this, because I can never seem to get anybody to necessarily agree with me. So I guess it's just me, and I'm kind of old school. So,
well,
you know,
different strokes for different strokes. What did I just say? Different strokes for
different
folks. There we go. Maybe I got too many strokes left in me. But listen to me, Howard. I'll put it to you this way. Yeah, please let it go. I love, and God bless, God rest his soul. I love listening to Vin Scully. This sounds crazy to say, oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this. When the internet first came out and Major League Baseball started to stream the games, like the audio calls, I'm talking about on like AOL dial-up, I would listen and fall asleep to the Dodger games in New York.
Sure.
And then as I got older and started to do more traveling, man, there was nothing better than flying out to L.A., finally getting in and, you know, checking into the hotel, turning on the Dodgers game and listening to Vin Scully. And the fact that he can go out there and call a game, whether it's the radio or the TV, he is one of the greatest announcers of all time. How he would describe situations, you never felt bored. You felt like you were just sitting there listening to your grandpa tell you about the game. He was absolutely amazing. So I appreciate what you said about Vin Scully. I also appreciate that, hey, everybody is different, Howard. But I get it, man. You have listened to some greats. Thank you for calling from L.A. You call anytime, okay?
Thanks, JR. I appreciate it. Take care. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much, Howard, for calling from Los Angeles. Yeah, I don't know what Kevin Harlan is saying. I mean, it's only halftime. I haven't seen no spectacular dunks. I haven't seen none of that crazy stuff. In one of my calls, somebody dunked on somebody. He's like, oh, no regard for human life. I think of Vince Carter or something like that. I don't know. I think Kevin Harlan is great. And then his daughter's nice, too. I met his daughter a long time ago. I think Olivia Harlan. Yeah, she was getting into broadcasting. And now she's married to the basketball player Sam Decker. Not bad for the Harlan family. Okay, good for all of them. I got no issues with Harlan. I don't know. And Botcher, do you like Kevin Harlan? You hate the guy? Do you care?
The guy.
You love Kevin Harlan. Why?
He's just energetic.
Yeah. And he has a very distinct voice. He sounds like he's always... Isn't he the voice on a video game too, right? 2K?
No.
No?
It was maybe.
Who's the voices on 2K? Am I
2K is, isn't it Mike Breen? I don't remember.
No, Mike Breen's not on 2K.
Yeah,
you gotta be. Gotta be Kevin Hall. They haven't put none of these other guys on there.
He says Wembenyama very loud. Remember that? And Porzingis. It is him.
Oh, Kevin Harlan still does the games?
Yeah, he does. He does 2K. I'm trying to remember. Baseball is Boog Shambi.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
And then NFL is, I don't know, they change it every other year.
I don't know. I haven't played none of these games in so long, man. I wish I was still playing on a PlayStation or a Nintendo or something, man. Games are too complicated for me. I quit a long time ago. Liam, do you like Kevin Harlan? Do you care?
I like Kevin Harlan.
Why? Anything else? Is there a reason?
Well, he's full of energy. He kind of, Botcher and I were talking about it. Breen has the big game energy, and then Harlan has more of like this is a primetime game, but it's a medium-sized game. But I do love him, and playing 2K all those years was great to hear him.
Right. You know, Mike, you're right. Mike Breen is more, he's refined in what he does. He's classic. Mike Breen is classic. And then he has this excitement. He'll come through with a bang, and every now and then he'll hit you with a double bang. And he's not over the top. Like Kevin Harlan is, I'm not saying he's trying to hit you like a bag of bricks, but Kevin Harlan will call a game. And if there's a big moment, you think you're watching a heavyweight boxing match. And I think that's where it might be. I think Kevin Harlan is great. I enjoy him on the NFL. I enjoy him on the NBA. He just brings things to life, and he certainly captures your attention in everything that he does. Speaking of capturing attention, this captured my attention earlier today. I want to share it with you. I know last hour I gave you a top six list of some of the biggest crybabies in the world of sports. At number one, I gave you Rafael Devers. Man refuses to try to play first base. He didn't want to DH, didn't want to come off a third, feels like they're moving him two times, and he's completely ignoring the fact that they're paying him $313 million. They wanted you to move down the office, move into a different office, and he refuses to do so. We got a guy who got forced out of New York. Misery loves company. It seemed like a match made in hell when they got together. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. As we wait for Aaron Rodgers to ultimately join the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think at this point in time, he ain't quitting, he ain't retiring. We got somebody closer to the situation who might have some insight as to where Aaron Rodgers might go. How about this? His former head coach, Matt LaFleur, was on the Up and Adams show earlier today. And she pretty much asked him, said, "Hey, you know Aaron Rodgers. All you coaches hang out at your coaches' meetings and y'all wear them stupid funny T-shirts and take the photos. Hey, Matt, did Mike Tomlin ask you for any insight about Aaron Rodgers?" And Matt LaFleur had an interesting answer. Listen to this.
"He asked you about Aaron?"
"No, not one, not nothing. And neither has Arthur. So Arthur Smith, their OC, I haven't heard from either of those guys in regards to him. I'm pretty sure they know what they're doing. I'm sure they're confident in what they're doing. And I would fully expect him to be a Pittsburgh Steeler."
But don't we all at this point in time? We already got Aaron Rodgers at Hard Knocks. Oh, my God. Could you imagine if the NFL said another Hard Knocks, Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers? And Marco Belletti, you would absolutely love that, wouldn't you?
"Yeah, but it would be all smoke and nonsense. Come on.
We don't need." Well, I was joking. We don't need that.
"No, we don't. It'd be too much over the top.
Aren't the outside of Keon Coleman, the Buffalo Bills are going to be doing Hard Knocks. Isn't that going to be boring?"
"Yes, extremely. I don't know why anybody's excited about it. Oh, look, because a team that's really good." "Yeah, I know. They're really good. They're solidified. What am I watching?"
I don't know. Keon Coleman jokes? I'd rather them follow around Keon Coleman for the entire offseason and show us this crap.
I don't know. That's going to really carry the whole show. And then Josh Allen, no, what, because he's a little bit of a jokester with Sean McDermott? Like, it doesn't have, there's no storylines. There's no craziness. Well, and that's kind of what we like, right?
Loser team that, well, a very good team that's losers against the Chiefs. What, great.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see the drama there. I don't. What again, team, it's a TV show.
What team do you want to see at Hard Knocks? The Bears were the first team last year that I didn't watch because I thought it was boring. And then they said no curse. And I said, "This is crap. I'm not watching this."
Yeah, I'd have to go through the Rolodex in the head. But like there's got to be a team.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
No.
New York Giants.
No. There's got to be
Cleveland.
Yeah.
The Browns.
You know what? Yeah. Because you got five quarterbacks. Nobody knows who the hell is what. Dylan Gabriel's 5'3". Shedeur Sanders, is he actually going to play? Joe Flacco's 612 years old. Like, yeah, there's at least some drama there. There's some confusion. There's something. You got to give me a reason to watch. Like, yeah. I don't really care. Look, I know they do a good job with it, and I realize these are people's lives, so I don't want to trivialize it. But
you know, like, leave Schreiber with the
right? Yeah, he's great. I wish I had that voice. Hey, but do I care who the third tight end is or who the guy is that's going to make the team or not make the team on specials? Like, it's a cool story every year, but in reality, I don't know, and I don't care. And 2 seconds after the show ends, I don't remember who it is.
Raiders would have been good with Pete Carroll and Geno, right?
Nah, see, I think that would have been boring, too. Carroll's going to jump around like crazy. Geno's going to give you nothing.
Maybe we get a Tom Brady cameo. Pop up. The Sam Donald in Seattle? No, thank you.
Nah, because he's boring. I mean, that could be, but he's boring. You know, look, if Aaron Rodgers went to the Vikings, then sign me the hell up.
The Jacksonville Jaguars would have been interesting. You got a first-year head coach in Liam Cohen. You have, what's my guy from Colorado? Travis Hunter. You got Trevor Lawrence, who needs to step up. You know what's crazy? And I saw this pop up earlier today somewhere. The numbers, the career numbers for both Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones are almost identical. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm well aware. In New York, that's been going on for 2 years, and they don't separate. They just continue to stay right on par with each other.
That is nuts.
Uh-huh.
One guy's making 55. The other guy is trying to get a job with the Colts. That's nuts.
You know what's more crazy is that Trevor Lawrence still doesn't get a lot of heat, and it's basically because he plays in Jacksonville. So
Yeah.
But, again, like, that's nice and all, but I feel like Liam Cohen, it would just be like, what kind of weird nonsense is he going to say with, like, bug eyes? So I don't know. I feel like it would lose its luster fast.
Nah, Travis Hunter. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, he's
getting married. He's getting married this offseason.
Now you want to go down that road? I don't think we want to do that.
They would. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars are fixing a facility. I mean, the owner has a handlebar mustache. Like, how is none of this interesting? I think it's great.
Fixing the facility? I mean, what is it, like the Coliseum? I got to see the rats running around? Not going to do it for me, JR.
I mean, they do have to talk about the rats, okay?
You don't have to.
They got wrestling, too, in Jacksonville.
You think they'd have an AEW
cameo?
Up?
Yeah, maybe.
Who's the biggest
Tony Khan.
Who's the biggest wrestler in that company?
Are we talking global or are we talking like America?
You just made my point.
No, because I would say Kenny Omega because he's popular in Japan and everywhere. But
isn't Edge there?
Copeland? Yeah, he's popular.
Is he the biggest name they have?
Isn't he like 65 years old?
He's like 54.
Oh, damn.
They have Chris Jericho.
Didn't he break it? Chris Jericho still wrestles?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's like in his 50s, too.
Oof.
They got a couple of young guys who are popular in Japan. They moved over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't going to do it for me. I got to be fair.
None of these guys are popular enough to be on Hard Knocks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're doing Hard Knocks. He's popular in Japan. Man.
Yeah, no. It's
all right.
They had CM Punk.
Wow.
And then, you know, he put the owner in a choke slam.
What, are they going to bring back Sting or something like that?
Sting just retired last year.
Come on, just retired?
Yeah.
How old is Sting got to be in his 60s, right?
60s, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
Wow. Yeah, no, I don't know if we should have an AEW crossover for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Same company, HBO. They own the rights to AEW.
You know what? Can we go back to North Carolina? Can I see Bill?
Oh, Belichick and his girlfriend?
And the 24-year-old? Like, at least there's some drama involved in that.
Apparently, she wanted to own too much of it, so they're like, no thanks. Did you hear the rumors about they getting married, too? Could you imagine?
I can imagine they're engaged. Oh, my God. I can't imagine they're actually going to get to the aisle at any point.
Why? Because of him, or?
I don't know. Doesn't it seem like, you know, people get engaged, but does that really mean anything? It's almost like that says that we're together.
They're going to be engaged for, what, an 8-year engagement? Is Bill going to last that long?
I don't know. But whatever this relationship is, I feel like this will be the high point. Engagement is going to be as high as they get. Unless she's really pushing for the will. Maybe she needs to actually finish that off. I don't know.
You think Bill Belichick is going to let her have that? He got a bunch of sons. He got a bunch of kids already.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like the 24-year-old girl comes and takes part of the... Oh, come on, man.
And he turns around and says, look, I already gave you the DC job. I've given you every job you got. God. How much more I got to give you?
This is all... It's still creepy, man. This guy met her as a college student, ends up wifing her up a couple years later. Ugh. Yuck.
Well, you don't talk Korean War on planes? That's not usually... I don't know. They were talking history.
Oh, okay. All right. And then he decided to wife up? Why not?
I don't know.
Yuck. Was she alive when he won his first Super Bowl? The answer is no, right?
No.
She wasn't alive.
His first Super Bowl? You're talking about the Giants in 86?
Not the Giants. No. Right.
So 2001, maybe.
She was like one or two, I think.
Well, she won two. If she's 24, I mean,
yuck.
I'm not good with math.
Yeah, it's 2000. So she was.
No, it was 2001.
She was an infant.
Yeah, so she's 24, it'd be 01, but is she turning 25 this year?
She's one. It's still yucky, okay? I could have used some other words. I said yucky. It's yucky. Come on. He could have won a trophy and held her up in the air as his kid. That's yucky.
If it's a Stanley Cup, he could have put her in it.
Gave her a bath and a cup. Oh, man. Anyway, he's hanging out with her on the beach instead. What a guy. Good for Bill Belichick. What a guy. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, it's time for a news flash. What's going on in the world of sports? Here he is. It's Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, we talked about the Tush Push being voted down. it's going to continue on. It's not going to be banned. The Eagles can still go out there and run it. One thing that didn't even go to a vote, the Detroit Lions decided to pull the voting when it comes down to the playoff seating. They obviously didn't feel that they had enough support, and so they decided to table it. They wanted to, I don't want to say abolish the division. Well, it really is. They wanted to take a look at the entire seating for the conference and seed the playoffs that way for the top seven teams, as opposed to going by a divisional winners, which is typically how we have done things, but would diminish the importance of going out there and winning your division. So the Detroit Lions said, let's scrap this. They didn't even vote on it. Okay, so that's one thing. So we know that players are going to be in the Olympics, NFL players will, playing flag football. We know that the tush push will continue on, and they didn't even bother to vote at all on playoff seedings. They may do it in the future. That's something else to worry about. But right now, let's think about the past. Let's look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Today is May 21st. 2025. Let's go back to May 21st, 1979. The Montreal Canadiens, they won the cup again. This was their 21st time. They beat the Rangers. Let's listen back in time.
The juke check by Lemaire. Lemaire is upended. Each team a man short with just 5 seconds left. Johnstone for New York. 2 seconds left. Clear it in. The game is over. The Montreal Canadiens have won the Stanley Cup for the fourth consecutive time, and for the 22nd time in their history, a 4-1 victory here over the Rangers, and they win the series 4-1.
I mean, between them and the Islanders, all they did is just go out there and win, win, win. Hey, May 21st, 1996, Ken Griffey Jr. hit his 200th home run in the fourth inning. The Mariners beat the Sox 13-7. He was 26 years old. Take a listen from the Mariners YouTube.
Well hit ball to right field. And there it goes. Ken Griffey Jr.'s 200th home run in the big leagues. Into the bleachers in right field. A three-run home run by Ken Griffey Jr. And the Mariners lead the Boston Red Sox 8-5. His first home run back on April the 10th, 1989 in Seattle against Eric King of the White Sox. Number 100 in a game against Kansas City. And there it is. Career home run number 200. And what a smile by Ken Griffey Jr.
He was the seventh youngest player at 26 years old to hit 200 home runs. He ultimately finished his career with 630. Hey, how about this day in sports history? May 21st, 1997, Roger Clemens. This is another 200. He got his 200th win. He was with the Blue Jays, beat the Yankees 4-1, had 12 strikeouts. Roger Clemens, listen to him get it done. This is ESPN.
Roger Clemens has won game number 200, and our congratulations to the Rocket Man. Four hits, 12 strikeout performance, and you know what? Same as it ever was for Roger. It was a pleasure to watch this tonight.
Hey, we know Roger Clemens ultimately ended up with 354 wins. He got a little bit of assistance along the way, if you get my drift. Hey, Greg Maddux is right in front of him, 355 wins. May 21st, 2011. Oh, my God, I remember watching this fight. Bernard Hopkins, this man has been an executioner. He was an alien. He was 46 years old when he beat Jean Pascal to win all of the light heavyweight championships, okay? George Foreman was 45 when he beat Michael Moore for the heavyweight title. Bernard Hopkins said, I got you at 46. This is courtesy of HBO.
After 12 rounds of boxing, we go to the scorecards. Guido Cavallari scores at 115-113. Danseco Renate, 116-112. Anek Hong Tong Kam, 114-115. all to the winner by unanimous decision. And new light heavyweight champion of the world from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The legend lives on, Bernard, the Executioner.
Man, I remember that fight. That fight was a big deal. 46 years old, still getting the job done. Shout outs to Bernard Hopkins. He's a great dude, very nice man, by the way. And those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Man, I miss that big fight feel. We just don't have it. I mean, there's still some solid fighters and big fights there. Not hyped up the same way. We got these influencer fights and having a Michael Buffers come out. It's just things are not the same. What can you do? Times change and you don't change. Things change around you. You don't got to worry about that. Right now, the New York Knicks are hoping that there's not a change in who has the lead. The Knicks lead the Pacers right now 85-81. There's about 2.5 minutes now, 85-82 at the free throw line. There's about 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The New York Knicks are going to try to hold on. This game is most certainly going to go down to the wire, as is likely the series. We'll see what happens. Thank you so much to Sam Quinn for joining us from CBS Sports. Thank you to Ryan Botcher. Thank you to Liam Flynn for holding things down on the board. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Tomorrow, Thursday, will be my last day before we hit the holiday, so make sure you come on through and enjoy yourself, okay? We'll be able to talk more basketball. I'm sure we'll hear more from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Please, wherever you are, be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a wrap. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next.